Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A man accused of sexual assault was given the top job in the Murphy administration. The alleged victim, a former campaign volunteer.
Governor Murphy has launched an investigation to try to figure out what went wrong. Kevin Rincon is on our news line. Kevin, you were at a news conference in Newark with the governor today. What did Mr. Murphy have to say about this?
Well, Steve, the governor said he felt sick to his stomach reading about the allegations. Katie Brennan says Albert Alvarez sexually assaulted her a year ago. She called police, reached out to the Hudson County Prosecutor's Office, and then Governor Murphy, in an email, asked for a meeting, saying she wanted to discuss a sensitive topic about the campaign. Now, the governor claims he was not told about the assault. Passed the email along to his staff and legal counsel. Not until October 2nd, this month, did he find out what was going on. That was the same day Alvarez resigned and the case was handed over to the Attorney General's office.
Legally, Kevin, was there anything the governor could have done? Anything else?
Well, that's the big question here, right? Could have something have been done to prevent this guy from getting hired? The governor says, as it stands, not really, which is why he's calling for an independent investigation and is willing to look at legislative changes. He claims he knew nothing, didn't want to get involved to tip the scales one way or another, an effort to maintain confidentiality. And there were certain things that couldn't be done because the two in this case, the victim, the alleged victim and the alleged suspect were not official members of the government when this all happened. So there were certain channels that were not available to government officials. And to that, this incident apparently never came up in the vetting process.
How long will this independent investigation last, and what might we expect to come out of it?
Well, Peter Venero, a former state Supreme Court justice and state attorney general, that's the man who will be in charge of the independent probe. He's hoping to finish his investigation by the end of the year. The governor made clear he did not personally hire Alvarez, so they're going to look and see who did. They're going to look into the vetting process to see if there could have been something that may have been done to prevent this from happening, this hire. And they're also going to see if they can identify any areas for reform.
Kevin, thanks. WCBS's Kevin Rincon in Newark this afternoon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.